Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Truly, God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled, my steps had nearly slipped. For I was envious of the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For they have no pangs until death, their bodies are fat and sleek. They are not in troubles as others are. They are not stricken like the rest of mankind. Therefore, pride is their necklace. Violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes swell out through fatness. Their hearts overflow with follies. They scoff and speak with malice. Loftily, they threaten oppression. They set their mouths against the heavens, and their tongue struts through the earth. Therefore, his people turn back to them and find no fault in them. And they say, "How can God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High?" Behold, these are the wicked, always at ease. They increase in riches. All in vain have I kept my heart clean and washed my hands in innocence. For all day long I have been stricken and rebuked every morning. If I had said, "I will speak thus," I would have betrayed the generation of your children. But when I thought how to understand this, it seemed to me a wearisome task until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I discerned their end. Truly, you set them in slippery places. You make them fall to ruin. How they are destroyed in a moment, swept away utterly by terrors. Like a dream when one awakes, O Lord, when you rouse yourself, you despise them as phantoms. When my soul was embittered, when I was pricked in heart, I was brutish and ignorant. I was like a beast toward you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you shall perish. You put an end to everyone who is unfaithful to you. But for me, it is good to be near God. I've made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works. Do you ever feel a bit schizophrenic? A bit all over the map? I want this. No, that looks better over there. I just want to go on a holiday like my neighbor does. I want to accomplish great things and run a high-producing major company. The author of Psalm 73 seems a bit like this. It just seems like everywhere he looks, others have it better than him. But then there is a moment of sanity, of clarity. And here's the key. I went into the sanctuary of God. In other words, I put myself intentionally in his presence, under his teaching, under his authority. We can face any number of trials and challenges on any given day. It is critically important that our mind and our heart is oriented to our love relationship with Jesus Christ. At the end of the day, everything else will be stripped away. And what will we have left? In the grand scheme of things, we will have lost nothing of eternal value and have gained everything. The Apostle Paul said in Philippians that he gladly accepted the loss of all things in order to gain Christ, and also to live as Christ, or for Christ, and to die is gain. So, like the author of Psalm 73, I think it is okay to wrestle with those schizophrenic thoughts and feelings. Bring them into the presence and fellowship with God. Come intentionally under his teaching and authority. Find Jesus to be the strength of your heart and your portion forever. Dear Lord, I acknowledge my need for you. I confess that I allow my heart to long for what is not your best for me. I truly want you to be the strength of my heart and my portion forever. I know at times I desire other things more than you, and I ask for your forgiveness. I know there is nothing and no one more valuable than you. I love you and long to be in your perfect presence for all eternity. In Jesus' name, amen.